the Catogra Baipan, who are the guests here at Markovic Park today, parade the players down in front of the main stands here. Kilara Strandhill being led by the young man, that's Kevin Banks, 22 years of age, as the Kilara Strandhill captain, James Leonard, an experienced campaigner, leading Tour Lestrand. Goal chance for Tour Lestrand over there. Oh, they scored a goal. It's well worked goal. Ball across the face of goal, and Gary Gunn has the easiest of tasks to just palm that one to the net. I think it was Cian Cernis who put the ball across. They cut Kilara Strandhill open. Liam Gohan doing well in the build-up, and the easiest of finishes for Gary Gunn.
That's a brilliant score. Cian Cernis doing brilliantly well. He started the whole attack on his own 45 and just ghosted into the full forward line. I thought he was going to pull the trigger.
Endeavour today to do Tour Lestrand. That's a wonderful score from Cathal Henry off his left boot. He's kicked two frees already. That's his first point from play off his weaker left foot, if you could call it that. And Tour Lestrand now opening up fairly significant daylight at this stage. Kick this one over the left shoulder, right footed. The people on the terrace over there seem to like it, and why wouldn't they? That's a fine score from Niall Murphy. Well, he's having another big afternoon for Kilara Strandhill, his fourth point, and the gap is back to a goal now. Kilara Strandhill have kicked the last 3 points on the bounce. Tour Lestrand 1-5, Kilara Strandhill 5 points.
Yeah, well, certainly from a Kilara perspective, they're definitely getting a return out of that long ball into Niall Murphy. Niall Murphy seems to be able to create a bit of space for himself. When Kilara do things quickly and try to get the ball in early and long into Niall Murphy, they're definitely getting, they're reaping the dividends.
Aaron O'Boyle into the Tour Lestrand half of the field. Three Tour Lestrand bodies get around him and force him into over-carrying the ball. That's what Tour Lestrand thrive on, winning a turnover, outnumbering the man in possession, and then win the ball back.
Yeah, it's almost as if that Liam Gohan score has kind of given them the kick in the backside to get them moving again, because definitely the urgency in their tackling and their swarming around Kilara players to turn over the ball has definitely stepped up in the last 90 seconds to 2 minutes, and they're inside the 45 again here.
There's the halftime whistle from Conor Conway, our match referee. So there you go, the first half of this 2019 Belfry Senior Final in Sligo. Tour Lestrand, one goal and 6 points for Kilara Strandhill, as the team from 1969 Colooney, Ballisadare, excuse me, are going to be introduced to the crowd here at halftime. And Kilara Strandhill have enjoyed a bit more possession in the last couple of moments. Here's a long ball in on top of Niall Murphy once again. Murphy in with Adrian McIntyre. Murphy has won it. It's in the back of the net for Kilara Strandhill, but the referee has given a free out, and Murphy put a hand on McIntyre's back there. Well, much of a muchness, you'd have to say. Probably Conor Conway making the call. He spotted it from a long way away. The goal doesn't stand, and Tour Lestrand of a free out.
As a forward, I would see Niall Murphy's side of that there. Now, I thought he used his backside to nudge his way into the back of Adrian McIntyre, but Conor Conway is closer to the action than I am, so he awarded the free out.
And there's this being clenched by Tour Lestrand. That's because Johnny Kelly has kicked his third point in a row for Tour Lestrand here. He's brought their tally to 115. Kilara Strandhill on 9 points. We've played 28 minutes now of the second half, and still full of running, and Tour Lestrand are still searching here for another score to crown off this match. The ball is inside to Noel Gohan, who's on the edge of the D. Gohan's hand passes to his right, to his brother Liam. Will he finish with another score for Tour Lestrand? Goes around the challenge. There's a goal chance for Tour Lestrand. Liam Gohan, that's the way to finish off a county final. Liam Gohan caps a fine personal display and an utterly efficient team display for Tour Lestrand. Their second goal, 2:17 for Tour Lestrand, 9 points for Kilara Strandhill.
Yeah, and I don't think, in my mind, there was no doubt before that goal that Liam Gohan was my man in the match. I mean, he's been the class act out on this pitch this afternoon. But I just think if there was any doubt, as the referee blows the final whistle, if there's any doubt about that accolade, I think that settles it in Liam Gohan's favour. There's no doubt about that, Cathal.
Here's the presentation of the cup. It's James Leonard being presented with the cup, and Adrian McIntyre as well. Looks like joint captains of Tour Lestrand, being presented with the cup now by the County Board Chairman Brendan Leonard. And here comes the trophy lift. Tour Lestrand champions for the 15th time as they raise aloft the OMB Hunt Cup. Tour Lestrand sealing their fourth title in a row.
From 2019, the Sligo Senior Club Championship Final at Markovic Park, Tour Lestrand on leg four of their five in a row, which they currently have. And this Sunday, they'll try and add a sixth consecutive Own B Hunt Cup when they take on Kilara Strandhill again in the 2021 Homeland Senior Football Championship decider. I suspect, though, it might be a little bit closer than that 14-point winning margin this particular weekend, but who knows? To discuss, we're joined by both camps tonight, Conor Mara was a member of the last Kolara Strandhill team to lift the senior county title back in 2005, the travelling Wilbury of Sligo Club Football. And also on the line from South Sligo, a man who won no less than 8 senior club championship winners' medals with Tour de Strand during a celebrated playing career for both club and county. And that's David Durkin. Gentlemen, good evening to you both. David, surely you're fed up winning now. Hasn't the time come for you to start sharing these titles around?
There's one thing you never get sick of, and that's winning, Austin. And the longer it can continue, the better for our club. Certainly, when you do go, when you stop winning, you just don't know when it's going to come round again. So it's important to make the most of it when times are good. And certainly at the minute, we were lucky enough over the last number of years to have a great crop of young players mixed together with experienced lads that have put a great run together, and it's great credit to them and the management. And now Kevin Johnson has come in, I think a good appointment to carry things on from what has been put in place by Eamon and Jerry over the previous years.
Is there still excitement around the parish, around Tour de Strand, or does it become automatic at this stage, at this time of year?
No, I suppose success breeds success in ways, Austin. And certainly, I was up home there the other day, and the colour and bunting that the people of the parish have put out is the same as it was the first day we won a county title, so, or even more so. I see kids on Twitter and Instagram there from the club there, kids around the parish dressing up in club colours, dressing up animals in club colours. If anything, it seems to be creating more of a buzz, the fact that this time of year has come around, people are nearly expecting to be in it. It'll be some disappointment if it comes to a stage where we won't be contesting at the latter stages of championships, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure you and every other Tour de Strand man, woman and child gets asked this every year, what is the secret to this run? I mean, have you formed a conclusion in your own mind as a former player and now as a Keane's supporter?
Well, I don't know. I think back in the day when we had plenty of lean times, and when we were lucky enough to start winning championships again, I think, you know, as I said, success breeds success. And I suppose them young fellas that are all going to be playing on Sunday would have seen the OMB Hunt coming home to the club and seen the celebrations and excitement around the place. And they wanted a part of it. And they certainly have knuckled down to all the work that's required to win a championship. It doesn't come easy. To the Strand are lucky enough to be contesting, going for 6 in a row on Sunday, but it just doesn't happen. Like, it has to be. It's a long running process that involves an awful lot of hard work and work ethic, and you know, dedication from the players. And over the last number of years, the current crop have certainly put in all the work, and they deserve all the credit that they've got, and they deserve the rewards that they've got over the last number of years. I think the key to success and longevity of it is bringing a few new players in every year, putting pressure on the lads that are kind of used to being playing, and maybe elder statesmen, putting pressure on them to perform well, because they should know that if they don't perform, there's a young lad gunning for my position. And you can see that that has happened, you know, the last number of years. And the fact that there's pressure on maybe the older lads on the team, you know, it makes them perform at a higher level too. So it's a good mix of youth and experience. And I think, as I said, you know, when things are going well, people want to be involved, and it's not hard to get people out training and playing when you're winning. The difficulty is, if you're not winning, it's a lot harder to get fellas out and get them committed to a cause if they don't believe they have a chance of success.
Conor Mara, we have heard this record before for a good few years now, and each year we hear, well, maybe St Mary's can cause Tour de Strand a bit of problems, maybe Tubbercurry in Quiggabar on the wing, they might get close to them. Drumcliff Ross's Point style asked a few questions, Kolara Strandhill a couple of years ago, but the end result is consistently the same. Why do you think some people in Sligo feel a little bit different about this Sunday's final?
Yeah, they do. And you can't take away from it. Tour de Strand will be favourites and are favourites the next day, and rightly so. But you would just think that, you know, even from the start of this year, there's something about Kolara Strandhill this year that you'd have to like in terms of personnel, in terms of the way they go about their business. I think they may know, you know, they puffed out the chest a bit and let it be known early on that, you know, their target was to to go and see how they could compete, you know, to get to a final, likely against Tour de Stran, and to take it from there. And they've done that. You know, but when you look back, as you know, we heard the clips from it there, to 2019, getting beaten by 14 points. How do you bridge that gap? And if we're honest about it, going into that match, and I know we were chatting down in the Strand Bar, and you know, pre-pandemic times about it, you know, you were trying to make a case, but it really was, if absolutely everything went right for Clara and everything went wrong for Tour de Strand on the day, you know, you nearly needed an outbreak of COVID back then in the Tour de Strand camp for it to happen. But since then, you know, they've definitely strengthened the guys that would have learned from that experience. Now, as David would know, with all the games that he's played, like a county final is a very funny day, a very different day. I'll even go back to 2011, Austin, when we got well beaten by Tour de Strand. It was 7 points that day. But chatting with one of our players who's still involved in the panel now, the next day, kind of, you know, trying to piece together where it all went wrong, yeah. And he said he was fine up until the band started playing, and then he just lost all focus. He wasn't ready for it. So playing in finals, Tour de Strand have that. But a lot of these Calera lads have it now. They've got, you know, Jonathan Cassidy is a new addition in there, you know, brother-in-law of Peter Laffey's. He's played four senior championship medals in Leitrim. Hopefully Ross O'Carroll, his availability is under question. He'd be a huge loss. But all those guys there are a couple of years older, more developed, along in their development. I was very, very impressed with their physicality, how much stronger they look. And I know they went up to Tour de Strand in the league and got beat by a point, but it was meant to be a humdinger of a game. So I do think there is a chance. A lot of people are saying Tour de Strand are coming back to the pack. I don't see that, to be honest with you. I think it's the pack is knows where the end line is and is chasing to try catch up.
Okay, I'm just trying to put myself in Enda Mitchell or Adrian McPartland's shoes tonight, and they'll be saying, for God's sake, don't start talking us up. And I want to put two arguments to both of you and to you, David, you know, about the run to the final of these respective teams. Calera Strandhill lost their opening group game to Colley St. Joseph's, and then they seemed to roll up their sleeves and they beat everybody pretty decisively in the remainder group games, and then Drumcliff Ross's Point in the last four. And Tour de Strand got a proper fright in their semi-final and got pushed reasonably hard by Kerry into extra time. And, you know, the astute football commentators in this county will say that was an ideal semi-final for Tour de Strand to shake any complacency out of them going into this final.
Yeah, well, I think there's two aspects to that. Firstly, Calera lost an early game. Really, I wouldn't put any much emphasis on losing earlier on in the championship. Since then, they've went on to rack up huge scores, and I suppose a concern for Tour de Strand, and I'm sure something that Kevin Johnson will have been concentrating on, is the way they're getting in for goals, you know, and putting up, getting a lot of goals. But when it comes to county final, it really is on the day, and Con kind of alluded to it there, that it's really the team that performs in the county final. You'll have certain people affected by it in different ways. You'll have fellas you mightn't expect to play with that well, they'll come up with something for you. You'll have other people, you know, who might just be a bit below, but it's just on the basis of the most amount of players you can get performing on that given day. Just in respect of the semi-final scare, look, Tour de Strand really needed a good hard game. I know people have talked about them, that they were a good bit ahead of everybody else in the county, but I sort of agree with Con. Definitely Calera have bridged the gap, and I don't expect anything like a scoreline that there was 2 years ago. I think there'll only be a kick about the ball in it. But certainly the game against Curry was definitely just what Tour de Strand needed. Again, I suppose it came down to a situation where they conceded a goal and Curry kind of got on a little bit of run, and they were just, when the tide turns, it's hard to stem it. It's hard to stop somebody coming at you. But they did regroup in extra time, and they found a way. And I suppose that's what you'd like to see on Sunday from a Tour de Strand point of view. I expect a full-blooded effort from Calera and them to come at them, and I expect a tight game. But you'd hope, from a Tour de Strand point of view, that when things get tight, they can draw on all that experience they had over the last number of years. They can draw on games like the Curry game, where teams push them to the limit, and they just find a way to get an important score, to get an important block at a crucial time. And, you know, that knowing how to win has stood to Tour de Strand over the last number of years in tight games. You know, I go back to the Mary's game last year, where they were put to the pin of their collar, and, you know, just one or two things in experience from their experience over the years got them over the line on that day. And look, it could be something similar on Sunday, that, you know, when it comes to a real, real crucial stage of the game, that just the know-how, the likes of the experienced lads, Pat Hart didn't start that semi-final against Curry, but he came on and he settled things down at an important time. And, you know, it's just, as I said, from a Tuala Stran point of view, you'd hope that that would be the same on Sunday. But I expect a huge effort from Culera, and certainly, I don't expect anything only kick out the ball between them at the end of the game. And just listening to the montage that you played, the introduction to this little piece, all the players that were mentioned in commentary there by that Ocean FM did on that particular day, all those names that were mentioned that day, I expect all of them to have a huge impact on the game. You mentioned Niall Murphy, the likes of the two Gawhans, Adrian McIntyre, all these lads, I expect them to have a huge influence on the outcome of the game. Whichever of those kind of perform better will ultimately, I'd say, lead to the cup going out to Culera Strandhill, or coming back hopefully for a sixth time to the parish in Tuala Strand.
Yeah, it's certainly got the imagination going, this final on Sunday, senior-wise. Con, can I finish with you with a word on the curtain raiser? It's not the curtain raiser, it's the part of the double bill. On Sunday lunchtime, the Junior A Championship final. As a naturalised West Sligo man yourself, the Saints are back, St. Pat's are back. Can they do it on Sunday against St. Michael's?
Well, they definitely can do it, but I think they've met three times this year and St. Michael's have won twice. But they do. They're, you know, they will see themselves as, you know, they would have been really disappointed going down into junior level. I would have come up against them when I was involved in Enniscrone at intermediate. Big, strong, physical side. Maybe lacking a bit in application. I believe that's improved a lot this year. Pádraig Clark coming back, you know, with a senior Dublin senior championship in his back pocket. That's a great boost for them as well. You know, they've got some good underage. There's a guy coming through there, Jim Davis, great bit of pace, could do anything on a given day. They're missing, of course, Canis Mulligan, who's probably the most exciting underage footballer coming through in a number of years. He's missing for them, but you know, you have to go with what you have. But St. Michael's as well, you know, they're really flying, putting up good scores. Fintan Ruddy has gone in between the sticks there. He'll be giving loads of team talks and pep talks, I'm sure, after training, keeping them till well after the lights are gone out. But you know, they've Kieran McKeown there. They've Pádraig McLaughlin. It's a real. Again, as David said about the senior final, the same rules apply. It's on the day, and the team that plays to 80% or better on the day of a final can often win it. But I would say, on the balance of it, you know, St. Michael's have been there before. They won the junior a couple of years ago, and they'll be keen to back up on that. I'd give them a slight edge there, but again, no more than the senior final, no more than a kickable ball between them.
Yeah, look forward to it. It's St. Michael's against St. Pat's, 1:30 on Sunday, the Conacole Junior A final. It's live and being streamed live on sligogatv.ie. And then the senior final at 4, Tuala Stran against Culera Strandhill, live on sligogatv.ie and live right here on Ocean FM, courtesy of Kilcoyle Construction. David Durkin of Tuala Stran and Con O'Mara. What club are you now, Con?
Go on.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Al.
Cheers.
Thanks.